Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think A.D. Mitchell definitely is that type that they don't have, that long, rangy receiver at about 6 foot two, 205 pounds. He runs 4.33 at the combine, which was much faster than a lot of people were guessing that he would run. But it shows up on tape with him. He's able to stretch the field vertically, but also he's really good in the short to intermediate areas as well. But one of my favorite stats about A.D. Mitchell is that 82% of his catches last year either went for a first down or a touchdown. Last time I checked, that's pretty good for a wide receiver if he's catching first downs and touchdowns all the time. So I definitely think he could be an asset in Buffalo's wide receiver group.
Jordan Reed on A.D. Mitchell. A.D. Mitchell, Xavier Worthy. Great stuff from Eric Henry. Covers the Texas Longhorns. Had him on just a little while ago. Check that out. WGR550.com, the Odyssey app as well. Joe, do you know what Grok is? Not Gronk. Grok? 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 How do you say it?
Grok? Is this the AI thing from Twitter?
Yes, it is. It's the AI thing from Twitter. It's a great way to say it. I see sometimes these stories under the Explore tab when I'm on Twitter, and I've clicked on a few of them to read, and you could tell that these are AI generated. Like, somebody did not write this, right?
Yeah.
I want to read to you what it says about Bo Byram being out of the Sabres lineup tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is from the AI Twitter machine. Here it is. In a significant turn of events, the Buffalo Sabres announced that defenseman Bowen Byram will not participate in their final home game of the season against the Washington Capitals due to a personal matter. This game holds special importance as it marks the last of the old scoreboard at the arena. The Sabres lineup...
That's amazing.
I know. The Sabres lineup will see Clegg replacing Byram for this crucial match. This development comes amidst other NHL teams, such as the Rangers and Islanders, preparing for their upcoming games with lineup adjustments and strategies in place.
That is incredible. That's incredible. The last game with the new scoreboard. Had anybody else thought of that? The last game with the new roof, too. Why stop there? The last game with the old roof. That roof's been up there since longer than the scoreboard, right? That roof's original, I think.
It is amazing.
Wow. Grok.
You got to check some of these things out, these stories, when they do it on this AI thing.
Yeah.
I've seen this happen before. I'm like, what? Who is writing this? And then I didn't know originally, like when I first started following this and noticing it not long ago. And I'm like, wait a minute. And then I realized, okay, that is not the way a normal human being would write. And it certainly wasn't. It's AI. It is. The game holds special importance as it marks the last for the old scoreboard at the arena.
When they got that scoreboard, it was like awesome. Like you just the new owner, right? And the logo's on it, and it's just very outdated at this point. The one they're getting next year, though, if you've ever been to the Pittsburgh Arena, the I think it's PPG Paints Arena, maybe the scoreboard there. It's the new one for the Sabres is supposed to be almost identical to that Pittsburgh one. So it's not going to be like the massive takes up the whole arena scoreboard that you have in like Tampa, but it's all LED. There's screens underneath too. Like it's going to be a big upgrade from at least what I've seen.
Yeah, that's I was wondering about that. You know what we're going to see, what it's going to be like. They've had these models, the renderings of them, and yeah, it looks pretty cool. It's going to be bigger. I went to Tampa last year when the Sabres won in overtime. The goal, who scored the goal? The defenseman overtime last year for the
Labushkin.
Thank you, Ilya Labushkin. And we were there. I was at that game in Tampa. And actually, it was super impressive, that scoreboard. Like, it was really big. You walk into that arena, and you're like, whoa, look at that thing. It kind of hits you right in the face, and you're looking at it. And once you see that, you're like, okay, this would be really cool to have, you know, in Buffalo. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the new scoreboard. That will be in place next year, right? And the roof will be in place next year, too? Like, we know for sure both these things will be done before next season starts?
I believe so. Yeah, I think this offseason they're going to be doing the scoreboard and the roof. I don't think you would have announced they would have announced it
right
without planning on doing it before next season. I just don't know how long that would take. How long does it take to replace a roof? It's got to be
right. That's
it's got to be open, right? It's got to be open the whole time, doesn't it? That wouldn't make sense. You're not taking the whole thing off and then putting a brand new one on. I don't know. Roofing, it's not roofing tiles up there. It's like a dome kind of thing. So I actually have no clue what that's going to be like. But looking at the statement from a couple of months ago, yeah, it reads like they're going to be replacing it this summer.
I was thinking about that the other day. When I was in Brisbane, they were doing a lot of renovations and new buildings because of they're actually going to have the Summer Olympics there in 2032. And even though now is actually they're getting into their winter, that's flip-flop. So I don't exactly know what dates, but they're having the Summer Olympics there in 2032 in Brisbane. And they're doing new stadiums and upgrades to other stadiums and, you know, subways and stuff like that. You know, the transportation and things like that. So when you see like all the work that goes into that, you think, wait a minute. And I thought about the new roof at the Sabres Arena. And yeah, I don't know. Are they going to? I don't know how much you have to do. Like, if you take it off and replace it, is it just kind of cosmetic? Do we know a lot more about this yet? Like, do we have the full details and exactly what they're doing?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wait, sorry, who's doing?
Like the cosmetics or the full replacement, like on the roof, the new Sabres Arena. The roof on the Sabres Arena, like exactly what's happening. Because, again, it just feels to me like you can't just do something like that in 3 months.
Right, sorry. I was reading the statement from a couple months ago that said that. And yes. They don't really provide any details other than that they're going to install a new one. So, yeah, I'm not really sure. I wonder what – will it look any different? Like – some of those arenas, I don't know, there's different colors they use. I mean, the college barns have, like, some of the wood up there that, like, you'll see in Harbor Center. I mean, that'd be a cool feature, right? Add some character to the building in any way you can. But, yeah, I don't see any details about exactly how they're going to actually install it or what it will look like, just that they're going to have a new one.
The Sabres take on the Washington Capitals tonight. It's the final home game of the season. I have not paid much attention lately to where the Rochester Americans are. Have you? Like, do you know, are they?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's their situation?
So they're in pretty good standing right now. The AHL playoffs are pretty weird. So their site, though, the AHL.com, does a very good job. If you go to their standings, don't hit standings, hit playoff primer. And it's a good explanation of how it works, where you're at, what games you have left. And the Amerks are in the North Division. Five of the seven teams in the North Division make the postseason. The top three get a bye, or really the better way to put it is 4 and 5 have a play-in to get to the next round to play the number one seed. And the Amerks right now are in the number two spot, and they are only 1 point back of Syracuse for first in the division. So they might actually win the division with five games left. And if you're wondering about them falling into, like, a, let's call it a play-in spot, they are 5 points clear of that. So they're certainly headed to the postseason. They're probably not going to have to play in the first round, play-in, whatever you want to call it. And they're 1 point back of the division. So they're in good shape right now with a couple games left.
Do we expect anything? Like, there's got to be guys eligible that once this season's over, the Sabres will go down. That happens every year, right? Devin Levi will go right back. He'll go play in Rochester.
Levi's already back. So, and I think maybe he's even playing. I don't know. I think some guys will go back. I'm still wondering, with the Sabres being eliminated, like, I know they are in a race 1 point back, but I guess they're just going to go the whole season without giving Jiří Kulík another game or Isaac Rosén another game in Buffalo. Right. And I know what you're thinking when I say that. What you're thinking is, well, they need them. They need them down there right now to push for the play. I mean, they're in the playoffs, but to make sure they're in the top three and to try to win the division. What I would say to that is, Lucas Rusek and Tyson Jost, like, they were doing perfectly fine. They were doing even well, helping the Amerks before. Those guys are here. You're taking two of their players regardless. It's up to you whether or not you want to take their veteran guys or whether you want to take their kids. So, I don't know. I would have liked to see Rosén and Kulík here a little bit, and I don't think it would have hurt the Amerks all that much because you would be returning two other players to them that have been high in their lineup. But, and they could still do that. There's three games left. You'd have to take them down to Florida to do that. But we're probably thinking that they're going to keep it as is, and then they'll return Rusek and maybe Jost, and if there's someone else I'm missing, maybe there's a defenseman. But they'll get a couple of guys back, for the playoffs.
Speaking of Florida, Don Granato has said that Bo Byram will rejoin the team in Florida for their last two games of the season. Let's go to Curtis before we go to a break. Curtis in Niagara Falls. Go ahead, Curtis.
Hey, how you doing, Sal? What's going on?
Hey, thanks. I'm okay. Good, thanks.
When you guys are talking about, like, Gretzky's record and OV, I wanted to call in, you know, but I said, no, I don't want to disturb these guys. They talk about hockey. Because you had said, like, when you were younger and sports became impressionable to you, you had your guy. And this is before I got the news. Well, the Juice was my guy. And when you guys talk about records, and last week you guys talked about that, and I wanted to call in. 143.1. That's the standard. That's what yards per game that he had in his 2,000-yard season. And the way they use running backs now, that'll never be broken. And he also, that year, I believe, he had a 5.5 yards per carry. That probably won't be broken either. You know, and it's sad that he had to go through what he went through off the field. But while like Paul was saying, he is the best running back I've ever seen. I didn't see Jim Brown play either. He is by far the best running back I've ever seen. You know, so I just want to say that. Love you guys' show. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, Curtis. I don't know if you meant to say it that way, but it's not sad for me what he had to go through. He was not a victim in any way here. Obviously, what happened in life and what he did. And that's going to be the discourse and the discussion, what happens with OJ when people start talking about trying to put it into context, because you do have the greatness of him as a football player. And of course, you have the murders and the trial and everything that went on with it. And that's going to happen all day today, Joe. And that's what we're going to be reading about and how people are going to try to have to parse through all of this today. Or some people are going to be mad because of how people describe it. And I'm not mad at Curtis at all, but I think that that's just me pointing out when you talk about it, that's what we get tangled up in.
Yeah. There are people that are much more affected negatively than Bills fans for this. I want to say that on the forefront. The Goldmans, you know, any involved in the murders and the trials, Nicole Brown's family, obviously those people are affected more. But this can also be said, he robbed us of today. Today could have been a day, the day that O.J. Simpson passed away, to celebrate the arguably the greatest Buffalo Bill of all time. The greatest Buffalo Bills star of all time. Acting, right? The Naked Gun. Broadcasting. He robbed everyone of that. Today is more... It's complicated. And really, it's not even that complicated. Everyone knows what happened. It's not that complicated. But he robbed... Every Bills fan that grew up watching him and loving him, maybe the favorite player growing up, a hero to some kids watching the Bills in the 60s and 70s, he robbed every single one of them in the 90s. And today is today because of what happened 30 years ago.
Curtis brought up 143.1. He's right. 1973, the year that O.J. ran for 2,000 yards. Joe, 143 yards per game running. Jim Brown that same year, I'm sorry, 10 years before, Jim Brown, 133. But anyway, the point is that still stands, and he's right. That does still stand as the top ever yards per game rushing in a single NFL season. O.J. Simpson at 143.1. O.J. Simpson dies at the age of 76. We'll have more coverage on our website. WBEN has it. National outlets are reporting it and have coverage about that as well today. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here on the Extra Point Show to wrap up your Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.